This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. Iran fired air defense batteries early Friday morning after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan, according to the state-run news agency. It remained unclear if the country was under attack. However, the explosions occurred after Israel had promised retaliation for Iran's missile drone attack on Israel. Meantime, commercial flights began diverting their routes over western Iran without explanation early Friday, following reports of those explosions heard over the city of Isfahan. We will have more on this developing story as information becomes available. Please stay with VOA. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. And, of course, with the developing story in Iran with the explosions in the western area that we just reported, we'll have the very latest on that story as well. This is VOA News. The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Google has fired 28 employees following protests over technology that the internet company is supplying the Israeli government amid the Gaza war. The firings confirmed by Google, that is, late Wednesday, came a day after 9 employees were arrested during a sit-in protest at offices in New York and California after the company called police. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now reporting President Joe Biden has received endorsements from several Kennedy family members in a bid to deflate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent White House run.
Kerry Kennedy and several family members stood with the president in Philadelphia.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
She never directly mentioned her brother. Instead,
there are only two candidates with any chance of winning the presidency.
Framing it as a Biden-Trump rematch with a clear favorite.
What an incredible honor.
The president notes he sits behind the Oval Office's resolute desk.
Where President John F. Kennedy once sat.
And sees two busts over the fireplace. Martin Luther King Jr.'s to the left.
To the right is a bust of your dad.
His move to highlight the unsurprising Kennedy family endorsement shows just how seriously his campaign takes the possibility of Robert Kennedy siphoning Biden's support. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Kenya are investigating the cause of a fiery helicopter crash which killed 9 people, including General Francis Ogola, the head of the country's defense forces. Kenyan President William Ruto confirmed the deaths after Thursday's crash in the country's western region. The president also said the country will observe 3 days of national mourning. 2 people survived the crash and are hospitalized. A 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing 2 Christian clerics during a church service in Sydney, Australia, has been charged with committing a terrorist offense. The bishop, one of the victims in that case, said he is recuperating well. For details on much more news and the developing story out of Iran, stay with us, VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.